Fresh Taste.
Breakfast food with Alicia Jones on 95BFM.
Morning, Alicia. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
We're all eyeing up these cookies in here now. They look very cute.
I'm just thinking maybe he listened to my segment last week and he's, doing some little handmade gifts.
Christmas gifts.
That sounds about right.
Maybe they're for
perfect
me.
Perfect time. Yeah, hang on a minute.
So was this man actually dressed as a reindeer?
Well, he had antlers on.
That's good
enough. All happened quite fast.
What are we talking about this morning, Alicia?
Christmas hams.
Christmas hams.
Ham.
Yeah. Something about ham just gets people crazy.
Like, it really does.
They love it.
I'm
feeling
ham.
It right now a little bit, actually.
And a couple of years ago, my sister and I, we threatened to do no ham for Christmas, and there was just, an uproar in our family.
What a threat.
Yeah. And so we had to get one, and we had to do it. People just love it. They go nuts for it. So
it also lasts for a ridiculously long time.
It really does.
Yeah.
Like longer than you may think.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, for God's sake, we're eating that ham again.
I never have that thought process. I'm just like, I will always love eating Christmas ham.
Yeah.
So you want to get the right size. If you don't want to be eating that ham for weeks, think about the size of it. So a whole ham with the bone in will feed heaps of people.
Yeah.
So only if you've got like a huge family, and you'll still end up with leftovers then. And you can get them in all different sizes, and you can get these really cute little like loins that would be for like perfect for two people if you're having just like two or four people for Christmas.
Oh, cute.
They're boneless and they're about like that big, just a little chunk. And they're really
easy to slice. We're looking at like the size of a very small football.
Yes, exactly. That size. Yeah. So get the right size. And something I didn't learn until later in life is that a ham is already cooked.
I mean, it's a preserved meat.
When I was sort of, in my teens, I learned that. Not
so
recently,
there's no risk of feeding people uncooked ham.
Yeah. So when you're glazing it and stuff, you're really just looking to warm it through and to kind of get that sticky glaze on the outside. So you're not going to have to cook it for hours and hours. And a glaze, like a basic one always has some form of sugar in it. So brown sugar or maple syrup or like a melted down marmalade is sometimes nice as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then mixing it with spices.
Get a bit of a citrus kick if you do that. Yeah.
You have to peel the skin off the outside before you glaze it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah.
Tess, are you going to try doing a Christmas glaze this year, do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm going to do one. I might do it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
Plenty of time.
Cool.
there's a thick layer of fat underneath the skin, and so you want to peel off the skin but leave that thick layer of fat on.
Okay, I got you.
And so is that just like a slicing a knife under?
Yeah,
it is quite a
fiddly job, and if you did go to a butcher, they might do it for you, but it's a busy time of year. So a way to do it quite easily at home is if you just put the whole ham in the oven to warm it up a bit, it will kind of melt the fat a little bit, and then that'll make it a lot easier to peel off.
So you kind of take it out of the oven, take the skin off, put it back in the oven with the glaze on
it. Right,
okay.
So you get your knife under like the edge, just in between the skin and the fat, and then you kind of got to wriggle it around and then peel the skin off. It's not a very pleasant job, but has to be done. And then, when it comes to your glaze, you can also think about, mixing it up. I've seen, like, a really great recipe for a Jamaican jerk glaze, which I did one year. One year I did a stout and brown sugar glaze.
The beer.
Yeah. And then I've also seen one for gochujang glaze, so a Korean kind of vibe. And then you can kind of do your sides to match those. Yeah.
So you could do, like, a kimchi if you were going to do
like a kimchi slaw or something.
Oh.
And then when it comes to storing it afterwards, you can buy something called a ham bag, but I think that's just one of those things
Weirdly enough, we were talking about this, I think, in the office the other day. It's just the worst word for anything ever. A ham bag. Yeah. It's just awful.
A handbag?
Yeah, but it's just such a horrible, it just sounds so awful.
Yeah.
You don't need one of those necessarily, do you?
Saying works for long pork too. Is that the handbag you're talking about, or
I'm not sure?
Handbag is just awful. I just don't know why, it just makes me feel real weird.
So in place of a ham bag, you can use a pillowcase, actually.
Oh,
it does exactly the same job, and so it just allows it to breathe without covering it up too much.
I actually don't know if I think it's worse to put it in a pillowcase or a handbag.
You would definitely want to use like an old pillowcase that we aren't going to use again, because you don't want to get your pillowcase all hammy, but you soak it in water and vinegar. And I guess vinegar. The vinegar preserves it a little bit, stops it from spoiling. And then you just every 3 days you change the you wash the pillowcase and put a bit more vinegar on it. Yeah, and then you want to keep it a bit moist as well. You wring out all the moisture, but you want it to be a bit damp in the fridge, so that keeps it nice and moist.
A damp handbag.
And yeah, it will keep for up to 3 weeks like that in the fridge. So
I've got memories of long-term ham eating.
And then the possibilities for leftovers are just endless. Really, you've got sandwiches, fried rice. You can cube it up and fry it like bacon and fried rice. Hash is a great one the morning after with leftover potatoes. Pizza,
pies.
What wouldn't you use
soup?
Leftover ham? So I have been known to keep my ham bone in the freezer until soup season rolls around.
Oh, nice.
6 months later, and then use it as the base to make a ham stock.
Yeah. Yum. So how long when you're glazing? Prime glazing time.
Peak glazing season.
How long do you glaze for in the oven? And two, when would you actually do your ham?
Well, you can glaze it ahead of time and then just serve it cold with the glaze on the outside. You can also, if you want to serve it hot, then you would have to cook it for about an hour and a half to 2 hours to actually warm it all the way through because it's a big piece of meat.
Yeah.
But you can also just do the glaze on the outside for half an hour and the inside will still just be room temp.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
nice.
So it doesn't take that long. But also, I'd encourage people to maybe step away from the ham for Christmas.
From the ham.
A whole fish is really nice, I think. Yeah. It's a whole fish on the barbecue. It would be great to feed, a bunch of people. And, stuff it with lemon and herbs and fennel and something a little different,
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Will you be doing a ham this year?
My sister's doing Christmas and she is doing a ham, and she's doing a turkey as well.
Because your family's uproar, so you kind of have to now.
Well, okay, cool. That sounds absolutely delicious. I'm feeling very festive and also now quite hungry. So thank you very much for that, Leisha.
You're welcome.
Also, you mentioned off air there's an issue of Stone Soup out.
Yes, there's the latest issue of Stone Soup out. It's volume 9.
I've actually seen there's a pea on the front?
It's a smiley face made up out of vegetables.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So that's out on the streets today. And this weekend on Saturday, they're having a launch party celebration in Greyland Park. It's from 2 p.m. onwards down by the skate ramp. And everybody's welcome. And we want everybody to come along and bring their own food.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, will there be food?
Bring your own food. Yeah, I'm sure knowing us, there'll be food circulating around that people will make, and it's going to be a good time.
That sounds lovely. Well, thank you very much, Leisha.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.